Smokers who made the switch from Marlboro to Marlboro Lights or from Camels to Camel Lights may soon be part of a massive class action lawsuit against cigarette makers. The case, filed in federal court in New York, claims the tobacco industry tricked smokers into believing that light cigarettes were somehow safer than regular full-flavor brands. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
This is not the first lawsuit over light cigarettes, but it is the first being brought on behalf of all U.S. smokers who smoke light or low-tar brands, potentially millions of people. The lawsuit, filed under RICO, the Federal Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, accuses eight tobacco firms of conspiring to deceive consumers about the relative health risks of light cigarettes.
They knowingly committed a fraud by representing to people that there was a product that they could purchase and would not expose them to risk.
Washington, D.C. attorney Michael Hausfeld represents smokers in the case. He says they were duped when the tobacco industry marketed light cigarettes as less harmful, even though the companies knew otherwise.
And the campaign was extremely effective in convincing a lot of new people to try smoking in the belief that it was now, quote, safe, and a lot of smokers to switch their cigarettes in the belief that they didn't have to quit.
The smokers are seeking as damages the money they spent to purchase light cigarettes, which could reach into the billions of dollars. Tobacco firms deny they presented light cigarettes as somehow safe. William Olemeyer is vice president and associate general counsel at Philip Morris USA, the nation's top cigarette maker.
There's always been a health warning on light cigarettes that says cigarette smoking may cause cancer, and it's the same warning that appears on every other package of every other type of cigarettes, whether they're full flavor, light, or ultralight.
Olemeyer adds the federal government has measured tar and nicotine yields and regulated light cigarette labeling since they were first sold in the early 1970s. Industry lawyers will try to stop the case before it ever gets to trial, arguing that lumping all light smokers in the country into one giant lawsuit just won't work.
You can't fairly decide cases like this in the aggregate. They involve individual issues that have to be examined on an individual-by-individual basis.
Issues like when a smoker started, what they smoke, and why. Generally, courts have been reluctant to certify class-action smoker lawsuits because smoking behaviors differ from person to person. One exception was a case brought on behalf of all light cigarette smokers in Illinois. It resulted in a record $10 billion verdict now on appeal. However, no court has ever allowed a national class action smoker claim to go to trial. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.